GirlTalkRadio.com. Online, online all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, online, all online, the time, all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
Yeah. I stay down with my day one niggas and we in the club screaming no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new.
DJ Khaled.
Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
Man, this shit so ill that we had to restart it. Ace time, I'm second home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you starting out the garden. Four car garage, four saw menage, Birdman go brrr, cause he know this shit retarded. Fuck her on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost, started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama, she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury, dog. Day one, niggas, man, you stuck with me, dog. Ever since YouTube, niggas been calling me the leader of the new school. Fuck with me, dog, yeah.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas.
You know what it
stay
is on this
day one, so I say.
Yo, bitch, all in my photographs. Whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing niggas gon' take from it. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, nigga fuck fame. All black, my whip foreign. These bad hoes keep tiptoeing. Down in Turks and Caicos. Dope boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood, nigga. Khaled, that's my flesh out. All I want is love, nigga. Money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night. My same niggas, day one, straight minutes.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. I stay down from day one, so I say, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
I'm here with my niggas. I'm too high to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name. Well, that's why they still dig me. And I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience. I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places. Bitch, we good fellas. Boy, all them niggas with you, they just pallbearers. And if we ball catchers, remember, sip slow, live fast. Young money, stay young. I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no no.
Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need
just
no
slow,
new friends.
Live
no
fast,
new friends,
young
no
money,
new friends,
stay
no
young,
new.
Been cash money since day one.
Stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
Warning. Warning.
Warning.
This will tear up your speakers. Live in the mix.
In the mix.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, y'all, what's up? I should probably had played a little bit of some Mexican cha-cha. Okay, yep. It's Tuesday, May 5th, and that officially means it's Cinco de Mayo. All right? So let's celebrate. Hey, when you're celebrating, make sure you drink responsibly. So it's going to go down today right here on the coffee break on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I get filthy when that liquor get it on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, nah, nah. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, nah, nah. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, hi. Fucked up my Warhol. Flinch panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off.
girltalkradio.com. Online all the time. Allgirltalkradio.com.
All right, y'all, what's up? Welcome back. Oh, my God, once again, it's Tuesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I got to get my okay, yep, sombrero out and just kind of put it on. Sun is not shining too bright yet, but if you have a couple of margaritas, some tequila shots, I'm telling you, you're going to be feeling a few degrees warmer, right? All right, so I always have to give a little news, you know, that's the scope here, entertain, enlighten, all right? So royal baby number 2 was born over the weekend, and I don't know, how do you carry a baby, know the gender, and not have a name? But I guess it's a process when you're the royal family. You have to get the baby here, have to look at the baby. Did they vote? Like, how did this name come about? So, yeah, she has a name. She has been named, and the new princess name is Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. All right? That's the news. So entertainment news. The Met Gala, that took off over the weekend, and I want to ask a question. Does anybody outside of myself think that since Beyonce has become a mother, that she's been a little bit more risque, a little less conservative? I think that's backwards, though. Usually you're a little bit more risque and more revealing. And then when you start to have kids, you kind of mature a little bit more, start covering up, you become more conservative, you know, because I think of, you know, you think of your image. Your kids are going to grow up, and they're going to, especially being a celebrity. So you want to be able to say, oh, that was before I had you. That was before I had you. You don't want to say, oh, that was, yeah, you was about 2 years old when I took that picture right there. Uh-huh. So anyways, to piggyback from that, the Met Gala was over the weekend, and she was rather stunning, very revealing, and we'll post those pictures on the All Girl Talk Radio Instagram page a little bit later today. But she had on a very, very sheer gown, and the parts were covered. I just think it was nice. I don't know. I think I'm getting old here. I think Beyonce needs to be a little bit more conservative just because now she's a mommy. She has a daughter, and be careful of it, you know, the image. Yeah, you know, because our kids look up to us, okay? So hot topic today on the coffee break. A lot of us are at work, right? You're listening, and you're working because you got to take care of your family. You have kids, all right? So here's my conversation today for the coffee break. Do you think that the media, our society, is what is causing our kids to be a little bit more violent? So is media damaging to our kids? The media, the violence, the video games, you know, I was watching a movie over the weekend. I won't name it, but it's, you know, a cartoon movie. But there's a lot of violence, you know, the video games, a lot of violence, you know, and then on the flip side of that, the music videos, they're, you know, they're kind of raunchy. So really, what's destroying our kids? Or is it just because we're, you know, the parents, are we failing our kids? All right, that's our topic today for this coffee break. We got about 45 minutes left. When we come back, we're diving all the way into our hot topics, all right? 646-727-2404 is the call-in number. And once again, I am your girl, the rambunctious one, and you are listening. Actually, you are to allgirltalkradio.com. This is the Tuesday morning coffee break.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what you're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, but you won't judge me.
gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact that you're hearing rumors about me, there's also pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were burned. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and rest? You said you're beautiful,
so please
don't judge me, cause I won't judge you. Cause if you get out of it, before it gets beautiful, please don't judge me, cause I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Just let the past just be the past, and focus on things that are gonna make us laugh. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please don't judge me.
GirlTalkRadio.com. Online, online, all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J. and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, 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 all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.
All right, guys, welcome back. It's Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo, meaning May 5th, for those who aren't in the loop. If you're not in the loop, you need to get there. All right, I am your girl, the rambunctious one. You are listening to the Tuesday Morning Coffee Break on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. And we're just talking about kids. Yep. I get really, you know, I'm going to keep it toned down because when we start talking about kids, I get real Angie-ish, you know. Yeah. So, why do you think our kids are so violent? Like, there's always, for some parents, there's always a reason why. So I have a few possibilities. Do you think it's the media? Do you think it's exposure to video games, television? Or do you think that, you know, we're failing our children? You know, like I said, for some parents, it's always because I be trying to discipline my kid, but every time, you know, there's always a reason. So I want to know from you. So the call-in number is 646-727-2404. What's going on? Why are we losing control of our children? You know what? Let me say this. Why are y'all? Because I ain't losing control of my kid. If it gets down to it and I can't control my child, I'm gonna need y'all to just come on and get them. Yep. Let me sign over my parental rights, because I'd be damned if I get up every day, go to work, stay up all night cooking, cleaning, you know, stressed out, making sure my kids have a good life, and I don't have control. That's just not going to happen. All right, so, but there are a lot of people out there, critics and, you know, some doctors and psychologists, they actually say that the video games, the things that our kids, that we allow our kids to be exposed to, is the leading cause of the violence in our kids. And I get that, sort of, kind of. because I work closely with a lot of young children, I see it at an early age, and this is what I see. They mimic. So that is the start of the violent behavior. And when I say they mimic, okay, so there's the Ninja Turtles. There's Captain America, and, you know, there's Thor. And, you know, they mimic what they see. But in that, in you know, the kids mimicking, they should also be observed, right? Follow me. If my kid has just watched Ninja Turtles and they run into the room and they go and grab a something that will simulate a sword or something, and they get the karate kicking and jumping on their sister or brother's back and saying, "Hey, I'm Donatello," and they, you know, start mimicking the violent behavior that I just allowed them to view, then that's where the parenting, come on, follow me, people. That's what a parenting, that's when it steps, that's when you got to, you know, turn your TV off, get up off your tush, and say, "Hey, hey, come here, little JoJo, let me tell you something. This is not what you do. That is what you saw on television. And if you want to watch it again, you have to understand that this is not behavior that is acceptable." I just have I just have a problem with it. I have a problem with it being an excuse, because if you observe your kid mimicking something that they saw on TV and you didn't do anything as a parent to step in to redirect it, then it's your fault, because the television is not raising your kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get the TV thing. Some people use television as a way to keep their children occupied, to keep them out of their hair. Find something else, you know, or monitor what you're allowing them to watch. For me, I know sometimes my kids will say they want to watch a particular movie. I'll watch the movie first just to make sure it's something that's appropriate for them to watch. You get it? Okay, so we're taking suggestions today, 646-727-2404. Don't forget, you can catch me on Facebook. You guys can also send them through email. I'm taking them any way I get them. I'm taking text messages. Okay, so I'm going to give my morning muffin a shout-out. I didn't speak to her today. She says they are not shown any other way to resolve a problem, and that's true. But, and you know, we do have a new breed of parents, mommies and daddies, and they're, you know, they're younger. But I was young. I was 20 with my first child, and I know with raising kids, your first, everything is trial and error. I just personally, I'm against excuses. I'm against excuses for anything. So, you know, as a parent, when it comes to raising your kids, that option of having an excuse, it should no longer exist. So, and if you don't know, you seek help. But that's a part of being a mature, responsible adult, realizing when you need help, when you need someone else to step in. It's not a bad thing, and it helps, you know, it's a benefit to be able to, you know, call on an aunt or uncle or, you know, a teacher or a community member. "Hey, you know, I'm having this issue at home." You'll be surprised how many people has actually experienced the same thing in raising their kids and are more than happy to assist. I do think that with times changing, that it has become harder to be that village that raises a child. And I also think that we still need the village. But, you know, with the prevalence of the teenage pregnancies and the parents being younger, a lot of young people don't understand that. They don't have that same mentality that our parents had, you know, and the 70s babies, the 60s babies, when we were being raised, if we did something on the block that was deemed unacceptable, the block stepped in. The neighbor stepped in and called mama and daddy and was like, "Yo, I caught little JoJo down the street doing X, Y, and D. I tagged him on his butt, sent him home." "All right, thank you, got you." Got home and I got the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But these days, that's not an option. You know, you can't discipline. I still do it, and I have to check myself. I've caught kids riding up the block or, you know, walking away from the school during school hours, and I'll stop and be like, "Hey, where are you supposed to be? you know, I'm in front of my house, maybe in my yard during the day on a school day, and I'll catch a couple of kids, you know, strolling past, and I'd be like, hey, school is the other way. I live right around the corner from two schools. Which school you belong to? You need to turn your little self around and go to school. And I've had them kind of look at me and, you know, roll their eyes or whatever. But, no, I just feel like we have to do that. We have to. I would want somebody to do that for me. I would. But, you know, I do understand that sometimes you have to approach different situations a little differently. You use your discretion. You can look at a kid and tell if they're approachable and if they're not approachable. But I think we really need to get back into having, you know, taking responsibility for our children. I'm not going to have a kid tell me what they're not going to do. I don't care about what you're watching on TV, because the important thing to that is it's television, and that's what you teach your kids. You know, and even with hanging out with friends who come from, you know, a different type of community, like, don't bring that home. I went through that with my daughter when she was 13 years old. She hung out with a certain group of friends, and she thought she was going to come home and talk to me the way she had observed them talking to their mother, and I had to chin check her, like, ho, that don't go here. No. Now, you keep coming home trying to display this type of behavior, then you're going to find yourself short about three friends. So that's the way they talk to their mom. That's not the way you talk to me. In the bud, you don't. The thing about it is you don't ignore it. You approach it, you handle it, and nine times out of ten, if you approach it early when you first see it, you're not going to struggle with it down the line. But you can't allow them to continue the playing Mortal Kombat, you know, putting the game away, and then going to, you know, their little brother or sister and demonstrate on them what they just learned off the video game. And then one day you look up, they out, you know, in the streets doing it, and then you're getting phone calls from the police, and you're like, well, I don't know what to do. You should have stopped that a long time ago when you were sitting on the front porch with your martini glass and your cigarette in your hand, and they was in the backyard fighting all the neighborhood kids. That was your sure sign right there, you know? So stop putting the blame on anything and everybody, because I am a believer that it is our responsibility. I don't believe that it's the video games. I don't believe it's the media. I believe that it is the responsibility of the parents. And today, my opinion is we are failing our children, because nobody should have more control. No person should have more control over our children other than us. So I personally applaud the mother who stepped in Boston and snatched up her son and pulled him away from them riots. All right? You are listening to The Coffee Break on allgirltalkradio.com. Again, I am your girl, the rambunctious one. It is Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo. If you're going to drink today, all I'm saying is be responsible. Have fun with it, because I want you to come back, all right? We'll be right back with more of The Coffee Break.
If you're only as good as the company keeps, I'ma blame you for what they say about me.
Free your mind, let your conscience be free.
When I was by myself, I was fast asleep. Since you came around, I've been up for weeks.
Free your mind, let your conscience be free.
Yeah, I've been with the wrong crowd. I can make you a believer if I turn it nonsense. I keep my secrets in a safe house. Better if I don't speak. Devil's trying to send me. They just outline my shape out. Place me at the crime scene. I can see from this high up. You ain't got a heart, girl.
You put me on layaway. You just left a hot seat. even know.
Back up, back up, back up.
I forgot I'm moving on.
Back up, back up, back up.
GirlTalkRadio.com. Not just here, everywhere, Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to keep saying that because I want a margarita. I do. I want a tequila sunrise. I want one. I do. I would like to take a shot of tequila, like right now. Just, yeah. All right, we're talking about children. Why are they so violent? Are we losing control of our own kids? So there was some research. Got to get a little technical here. So they say that it's virtually impossible to keep a kid in a violence-free bubble. I get that. It is reported that 90% of movies, 68% of video games, and 60% of TV shows show some type of depictions of violence, okay? I get that, but get it. Everything that's mentioned is something that can be controlled by a parent, okay? So what they're saying is, on an average, kids 8 and under watch an average of 1 hour and 40 minutes of TV or DVDs a day. Older kids, they say on the average, they watch about 4 hours a day. They also recorded that most kids start playing video games around age 4. I get it. My kids watch TV. My kids have video games. Everything is controlled, though. You know, it's parental control. So what's really failing our kids? The parental controls. But get this. Sometimes it's a little bit harder to control their behaviors, right? I get it. So then that's where discipline comes in. Okay, so now follow me. Now, in 2015, it has become a little more difficult to discipline your children. Why? Hear me out. Okay. There is a thin line between discipline and abuse. I get it, and I hope everybody else does too. So you do have to be careful in how you discipline. But know that you can, okay? Here are some issues that you may face. A lot of us grew up a lot of us grew up in times where it was a little harder financially for our parents. So we didn't have a lot of things. And so when we got something, it was like Christmas in July, right? And so growing up, you say, when I grow up and I have kids, I'm going to work hard. My kids are going to have everything that I didn't have. They're going to live a better life. And so it's happening, right? So the kids are, at age 5, they have the shit that we didn't get until we were age 16. So we're overcompensating. Now we're raising these ungrateful-ass, spoiled kids. They're ungrateful, they're spoiled, they're disrespectful, but we kind of created these monsters. In that, now it's becoming harder to discipline them. So then you try a lot of us aren't hands-on when it comes to discipline. So what I'm saying is we don't, lay us on the hands, right? Okay. So then we start to take things away. I'm going to take her phone away. I'm going to take his video games away. I'm not buying him those new Jordans that he asked for. And that's your discipline. Now, I get it. Sometimes those little tactics work depending on the child. But for others, that ain't going to work, right? Sometimes you have to step outside of who you are, because your kid, like, you know your kid, you know what your kids are capable of, you pretty much know what your kid is going to do and not going to do, right? Well, guess what? Your kids know the same thing about you. You can threaten them with a spanking. You can threaten them with a punishment. But if it has been routine for you to throw out empty threats, your children have taken note of that. They know you ain't going to do nothing. They know mama just talking stuff. They know daddy just, going to sit here and lecture me, and he going to tell me he going to whip my ass. All I got to do is shed a couple tears. He going to keep talking, and then he going to tell me next time, and I'm going to go to my room. They going to tell me I can't be on the phone, and then tomorrow everything could be okay. They ain't stupid. So you got to step outside of the norm, because they've gotten used to the norm. And each time, they're going to push that envelope just a little bit more. They're going to push it just a little bit more to see how far they can nudge you. But you ain't going over the cliff. Still not going over the cliff. Why? Because you used to get your ass beat when you was growing up. Come on, follow me, because I got my ass beat when I was growing up. And I said these things. When I grow up, when I have kids, I ain't ever going to whoop my kids like my mama whooped me. When I grow up, when I have kids, we did that. We're living that now. But guess what? You turned out okay. I turned out okay, and I got my ass beat. I'm not telling you to beat your children. Don't do that. I'm telling you, sometimes, listen to my words, you have to step outside of your normal self and show them something different. Because just as you have learned your child's behavior, and you can pretty much tell somebody else what your child will or would not do, they have learned yours. So you can't do the same threatening, I'm going to take this. You can't do the same. My 14-year-old daughter told me, when we took her phone, I threatened to take her phone, because I truly believe my child has an addiction to social media, and she too, I've overcompensated. This is therapy for all of us. I have spoiled my children. I have. I wanted my kids to have all the things that I didn't. Yeah, I'm with you. This is why I can talk about this. But she told me, she said, all y'all going to do is take my phone away from me. I'm used to it. Y'all done took my phone for a whole year before. I mean, it don't even mean nothing to me no more. When she said that to me, she didn't say it to her friends. She didn't say it to her sister. She had the nerve to throw it back in my lap. I said, yeah, it's time to do something different. It's time to do something different. So I had to call a timeout. I had to go back to my corner, and I had to be, I had to get a strategy, because she had grown immune to the type of discipline that I had become so accustomed to initiating, you know, on her. So, you know, I'm not with that. It's the social media. It's the video games. It's the movie. All those things can be controlled with us. We are the parental controls. Okay, my little muffin, she's chiming in today. She says that she's had parents tell her that they don't punish their children because it's a punishment to them also. She says they have to stay at home to make sure they oblige that punishment. Let me tell you, and I agree. I've heard that. I've been there. When we were teaching our daughter to sleep in her own bed, it was the worst experience ever. I can remember being in my room crying because her dad stopped her in the hallway, and she just bawled, hollered, screaming. He stood in that room with her, and he would not let her get out that bed, and she was crying, and I was crying. So I get it. Like, even with
company keeps, and I'ma blame you for what they say about me.
Free your mind, let your conscience be free.
When I was by myself, I was fast asleep. Since you came around, I've been up for weeks.
Free your mind, let your conscience be free.
Yeah, 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 I've been with the wrong crowd. I keep my secrets in a safe house. Better if I don't speak. Devil's trying to send me. Outline my shape out. Place me at the crime scene. I can see from this high up. You ain't got a heart, girl.
Moving on.
fall for that bullshit. When I'm on that good, I swear I forgot I'm moving on.
Back up, back up, back up.
Playing hit after hit,
hit after hit
after hit. You've got your radio cranked up to the best station.
OnGoTalkRadio.com.
All right, guys. I guess Mother Nature is drinking her tequila too because we had a power outage. So, shouts out Cinco de Mayo all up and around in the universe because we had a little All right, so we're back. Yep, this is the coffee break with your girl, the Rambunctious One, on allgirltalkradio.com. We were talking about children and violence, and do we think it's the, you know, the media, the video games, the movies? I think it's parenting. I do believe it is failure to properly parent. And as I mentioned, first of all, I will give a disclosure that these are the views and opinions that you hear today on All Girl Talk Radio are those of mine, okay? I am not giving you, I'm not giving you advice. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm giving you one-sided opinions on the views and opinions of children and violence. Why are our kids so violent? Are we losing control over our kids? And I just think, you know, we are. We are losing control over our kids simply because we are not taking the time to properly parent our children. And I do understand life. I know that there are a lot of single parent households, and with that, you know, the mommy or the daddy, that's the single parent, but that parent has to work maybe one or two jobs. You know, so some of these kids are being left with babysitters who, I'm sorry, you know, you still have to take responsibility for who you're leaving to assist you in parenting your children. Like, you know, if you find that your babysitter is at home wrestling with little Ra Ra and JoJo, then you need to find yourself another sitter. If the environment is not conducive to how you want to raise your child, you need to change the environment. And what I mean is, you know, if you are in a community where there's just an overwhelming amount of aggressive, you know, kids, don't allow your child to become a product of that environment. If you can, you switch the environment. I mean, all of this, you know, we have some type of control over. And at the end of the day, don't fail your child. Seek help. There are behavior therapists that can assist. If you can, find activities for your child to engage in that will actually help them with learning discipline. Any type, to me personally, any type of organized sport. Organized being the key word, any type of organized sport will prove to be very beneficial in helping your child to learn, you know, some discipline. It will help with social skills. It helps tone down that aggressive behavior. So it's all about, you know, wanting better. You get it. You plant that seed, you water it, and it grows. That's because you took care of it, you nurtured it, you put into it, you know, what you put into it so that you would get, like, you know, a healthy crop. You kept sowing into it. So that's what you do with your kids. You keep sowing into it. You pick them weeds out, and they grow into beautiful, productive adults. We all are going to face some types of trials when it comes to raising our kids. That's a part of parenting. It's a part of growing up. They go from being these precious little infants to these busybody, question-seeking toddlers. To they go through that explorer age, and they go to the tweeners, to the teenagers. So they're going to essentially go through so many phases of life. Remember, you were once that age, too. So you kind of know what they're going to do. Just, you know, the times have changed, so it's a little bit more. But you kind of know, you just have to take time out and parent. We get so caught up in our everyday lives that we just don't take out the proper amount of time to parent our kids. I wonder how many people listening today actually still sit down at dinner with their families, with their kids, and have conversations about the day, what happened at school, you know, how's the teacher, how about your friends. Honestly, I don't do that. I have those conversations. I don't do the dinner time thing because life is just that busy for me. We're eating on the fly, but we have these, you know, my kids come home and I hear about, you know, the noon hour aide at the school. She took my milk and she threw it away and I told her I wasn't finished and she made me sick and I'm going to go to school tomorrow and I'm going to call her this name. My kids have come home and said these things and I'm like, hey, that's not what you do. You don't do that. You know, first of all, that's an adult. She may not always be right, but you don't do that. You're doing the right thing by coming home telling me. But just think about it. Had I not had this conversation with my kid, I would have no knowledge of the behavior of this very unprofessional adult. My child would have returned to school and retaliated. And who knows, you know, what the repercussions would have been from behind that. So I was able to, you know, go in and advocate for my child. Like, you would be surprised. You know, your kid doesn't want to go to school. You have this problem. You don't understand why every week we have to go through this. There could be a problem at school that you're just not aware of. Somebody could be bullying him, taking their lunch money, anything. So you take time out of your day and just parent your child, you know. Don't. Here's a problem that I do have, so I have to really be careful when I say this. It's okay to be your child's friend, but it's not okay to be your child's friend because at a certain point, they get the roles kind of confused, all right? So you do it. You can be that cool parent, but you have to make sure that they know I'm still your parent. You guys feel me? Okay. So it's okay to be the cool parent, but there's a boundary to that. That's just like I said earlier, there's a boundary to the discipline. You don't want to push it too far, but it has to be there. I think we've really gotten away from instilling a certain amount of fear of us in our kids. And we had a clear example of that with the woman who snatched her son away from the looting and the riots over in he clearly had some type of fear of his mom because he digressed. He went back. He okay, mom, okay. He's a teenager. He could have, you know, fought against his mama. He could have been like, you embarrassing me and tried to boss up. But he didn't because he knew what his mama was capable of. So it had been obvious that she has shown him a side of her that he didn't want to see and he didn't want nobody else to see. You know, our parents used to be able to give us that look or point that finger, a little silent gesture, and we knew that it was straighten up, fly right, or we was about to get something that we didn't want. So I feel like we need to get back to that. We do, and stop looking for someone else to put the blame on. If you feel like the cartoons are becoming a bit too aggressive, and every time he watched them doggone Ninja Turtles, he wanted to put on a sheet around his neck like he got on the cape and he want to go and get my pots and pans and be flying through this house doing cartwheels and he be jumping on his brother. Stop letting him watch the Ninja Turtles. If you've already told him that it's cartoons, that is not real, this is not how you act, and he's continually acting like that, then hey, who's the mama? Who's the daddy? Turn it off. You can't watch it. Well, I can't watch it because you don't know how to act. Because I've already told you more than once, this is not what you do. But nothing. So now you can't watch it. That's what you have to do, okay? If that little 15-year-old is hanging out with Sasha, and every time she hang out with Sasha, you realize, you know, she didn't came home and something that she didn't left with, and she got this little arrogant attitude, and you already had that conversation, then you got to step outside of, hey,
we've already had this conversation. I've told you already that this is not what you do. It's not acceptable. So from now on, you can't hang out with Sasha. Because obviously she has more influence over you than I do, and that's not how it goes. Step up. That's your kid. Okay? I'm getting real tired, people. I'm getting tired. I can't do this. I'm getting tired of turning on the TV. We got these kids out here shooting up the schools and they robbing people. And I don't want to turn on the TV and see somebody I know. Okay? I don't. All right, so this is your girl. This has been the Coffee Break on AllGirlTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, if you need help, don't fail your child. There is nothing wrong with seeking help. There is help out there. You can always go online, look for a therapist. There's behavior management. You can go to your local schools. You can talk to your child's pediatrician. You can get the help you need. You have to take out the time to parent your child. It is your responsibilities, okay? Nobody else's. I am your girl, the rambunctious one. It is Cinco de Mayo. I'm getting up out of here because I want a tequila shot too, you know. I do. I want to have fun. So you guys enjoy the rest of the day. Be safe and come back and join me next Tuesday on the Coffee Break.
All Girl Talk
AngieJRadio.com. Online, all the time. The queens of internet talk radio.
Angie J and Miss Muse.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about relationships, sex, and whatever else matters to you. Stay connected 24/7. Facebook, AGTR Chicks. And Twitter at All Girl Talk. Online, all the time.
AllGirlTalkRadio.com.